Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
You know, there was a priest and there was a rabbi and there was a televangelist. They went into a bar and, we on the air? Hey!
Hey, y'all.
I want more.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew we was on the air. Y'all. So, we're in session number 3 and we're talking about the top needs in relationships. We left off on boundaries, which I still think that's a good one.
That is a really good one.
That's one that's not really talked about a lot. Mm-mm. When it comes to relationships. Boundaries. We've got to keep our boundaries. Yes, you and I, we have a joint account, mm-hmm. which we pay our bills out mm-hmm. of. Mm-hmm. But you also have your own separate account. Mm-hmm. And you're able to do what you want with that money. Mm-hmm. And we on air, you can tell the truth. Do I check up on what you do with your...
No.
No, I don't. And it's not because I'm just casual with it. No, it's... If I thought something was there, then we would have a conversation.
Right.
But I want her to have a boundary. I don't want to be all up on her. Although I like that sometimes.
Oh.
All right, now we're going to change the flavor of this. Yes,
yeah.
But I like the boundary because you've got to continue to be who you are. You don't want to lose who you are in the relationship. Now, let me give you the correct term. You have, when you're single, you're independent.
Uh-huh.
When you're married, some people say you're... No, when you're a child, you're dependent. Mm-hmm. When you are a single adult, you're supposedly independent. Mm-hmm. But really, in relationships, it's called interdependent.
I love that.
There's some things we're definitely dependent upon each other, and we value that. But then there's some things we're independent in, and it doesn't threaten the relationship.
The relationship.
Let me say that one more time. Boundaries do not threaten a healthy relationship.
Wow.
Now, if the relationship is unhealthy, then boundaries are going to threaten it.
Right.
Okay? All right.
I think one thing that might throw some people, especially in the South, not trying to... Not trying to label or anything, but like you said in a previous session about, you know, New Growth in Christ, whoop whoop, we love you, New Growth. This is, you know, you mentioned this is not your great great granddaddy's church. Well, this is not your great great granddaddy's relationship. I love great great granddad and big mom. I love y'all, but.
Wow.
Ooh-wee. It's different.
Ooh-wee.
And I don't want to say nothing else. But
listen, if your toe got stepped on, text Dr. Sid to 94000. But no, you know what? That's great truth. Seriously, text Dr. Sid to 94000 if you want to have some type of session
Absolutely.
Or if you need our help with anything. But that's really true because times have changed.
Yeah, big time.
Now, it doesn't mean that principles change.
Now, that's it there. Thank
principles
you,
Dr. don't
C.
change, but the application of those principles change.
Oh, I love that.
And so some people want to throw away the principle because the application is old.
I love that.
No, what do you do when your phone is outdated? You go to the store.
Get a new one.
And you get an updated phone.
An updated phone.
And even if your phone is new, you still get regular updates from your carrier.
Yep.
So it's the same thing with relationships. You've got to make sure you are updating your information.
Come on, y'all.
And your revelation concerning relationships, okay?
So good.
If you haven't heard boundaries before, then wait till you hear this next one, because this next one is going to shock you too. It's a top need in relationships. Go, lady.
Recreational release.
recreational release. Well, Dr. Sid, I've never heard that before. What is recreational release? Recreational release is when you just have fun with each other.
Love it.
In your relationship, you need to know how to embrace fun and freedom without personality restrictions.
Ooh, that just feels good.
It feels good. but many times, it's not good when a person is stubborn.
Oh.
And when they say, well, Dr. Sid, he is the only one or she's the only one having fun. I'm not having fun walking around the mall, just looking in stores. And I'm just not having fun doing it. She's having fun, but I'm not having fun. Well, here's the thing you need to understand. Stop allowing your personality to be the prison warden.
Oh, my gosh.
And stop all of her fun, her freedom, her relaxation simply because you're not happy.
Mm.
No, that's not true relationship.
Mm. Mm.
Relationship is not give and take. Relationship is not take and take. Relationship is give and give.
Give and give.
So while you're giving, she's giving. And while he's giving, you're giving.
I love it.
And so he and she, you're both giving to each other. So sometimes you're giving in an activity that she is enjoying.
Yep.
That's and so take your personality out of it.
Wow.
And let her be free and have fun.
Oh, I love it.
I like it when you go shopping. You know why I like it.
All right.
I like picking out outfits. And I said, babe, go try that on.
You do.
And then she tried on and she comes out and I'm like, ooh, wee. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
All right. So embrace the fun and the freedom without your personality restricting all activities.
Yeah,
all right. Let's go to the next one. What's another aspect of the top needs in relationship?
Emotional support.
Emotional support. Emotional support. Meaning, I am in a position where I can support how you feel, how you express your feelings. I can support your opinions. I can support your processes. Doesn't mean that I have to always agree, but I recognize that you are free to be who you are. And I can support you, and because that shows that I'm really being a friend to you.
Friend.
Now, I need for our romantic partners to please hear this. One aspect of relationship, especially for our married couples, those of you who are engaged, dating, those types of things, you've got to focus on being a friend.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm not trying to be your daddy. Unless you want me to. No, okay. I'm not trying to be your dad. I'm not trying to be your mother. I'm not trying to be your guardian, correcting every little thing or whatever. No, I want to be a friend.
I love that.
And, of course, it's much more than just friendship. But that friend element is important. And you show that when you show emotional support.
Emotional support.
You know how it is when y'all girlfriends get together.
Look,
come on, I'm going to let you talk on that.
Tell me. Look, we know, ladies, when you with your girls, the topic at hand is never who's right.
Uh-oh.
It's strictly let me support my friend in her emotions. Now, that doesn't mean I'm co-signing whatever
you're right, doing. Girl. You did right. Yeah,
look,
girl.
Look, now, there are friendships like that. And, you know, we laugh at that and you might be in a friendship like that, but understand, like, a true friend or a friend that really wants to see you at your best,
right?
She's not going to co-sign everything.
Right.
Now, she's going to listen,
and
she's going to provide emotional support, and she might hype you up, but at the end of it, guarantee a true friend is going to tell you, you know what, but for real though, if you really, you know, want to see the best out of this relationship, or you really want to make this job work, or you really want to blah, 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 you need to try and do such and such, or what do you think about blah, blah, blah.
That's
you
good.
Know, they're not going to leave it at the emotional support, but it's important. It's
right.
So important to be heard.
But even in that aspect, they're still supporting you emotionally.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They're supporting your transition.
Your transition.
From where you are feeling wise to where you need to be.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love
it
too.
All right. Let's talk about another one.
Another one. Top needs for relationships. Loyalty.
Loyalty.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What does loyalty say to you?
It shows that you're always there and will always be.
Yeah. Yeah. Loyalty says, I'm always there and I will always be there.
Love it.
You know, how many people in relationships are only there because things are going good?
Mm.
And then when things get bad, they look for the next train.
Right,
to hop on.
Right.
No, loyalty says this. I'm not just with you.
Yeah.
I'm for you. Now,
yep.
Let me put a caveat right there. Because one thing I've learned, you cannot be loyal to something that's not loyal to you.
Mm.
Loyalty is not a one-way street.
Wow.
And so for those of you who think, well, Dr. Sid said I need to be loyal. Listen, if you're being dogged out, if you're being abused, if you're being misused, no, ma'am, no, sir. If you are being, you know, there's some type of physical or mental abuse, I can't tell you what to do, but I sure can counsel you.
Listen.
Just text me. Text Dr. Sid at 94000, and we'll be glad to help you.
Yep.
Text, again, Dr. Sid, DRSID, to the number 94000. And then just type in that, Dr. Sid, I need some help with loyalty. And so we can help you understand that it has to be a two-way street. Because
has
I want
to.
More.
I want more
in my relationship.
Yep.
And so loyalty is a big part of it. That's good stuff.
And thank you for that reminder. Listen, if you're just wanting to stay stagnant, you just want to keep doing what you've been doing in your relationship, this is not your series. But
mm-hmm.
If you're saying, I want more loyalty, more support, more,
mm-hmm.
you know, respect, more intimacy,
mm-hmm.
then yes, mm-hmm. there's more work to be done. And I appreciate Dr. Sid for helping us make this work real, making it applicable, because you can get more.
Right.
Out of the relationships that you have, you can get more
mm-hmm.
if you are willing to put in the work. And so thank you, Dr. Sid.
Thank you. Here's another thing that we say in relationships that helps. I want more affection.
Oh, yeah.
Relationships must have affection, because affection says these following things. I accept you.
Mm.
I need you. I value you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want you.
Wow.
And that's so important.
So important.
To communicate that. Just like we've got to communicate that we're out of time.
Oh,
in
God.
This session.
But we're killing the vibe, y'all.
We've got one more session. Just come on and segue on over to the next session.
Segue
so
on
we can
over, y'all.
Finish this. But again, thank you, New Growth, for being our chief sponsor,
thank
as well
you,
as
New
those
Growth.
Of you,
love you
who are helping to underwrite this platform by just hitting my Cash App.
Yeah.
That is $Sydney, SIDNEY P Malone, $Sydney P Malone. Thank you for that. We really appreciate
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you, lady, for being such a wonderful host.
Oh.
And we're going to keep talking.
Yes.
In our next session. So until next time, this is your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, and
Lady Leslie,
reminding you that your best
And
blessed days are straight ahead, because you're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.